Is the Earth out to get us? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This was a bad year for hurricanes, so many that we had to go into the Greek alphabet. It verges on meteorological terrorism. But hurricanes actually haven't become more frequent. What has happened over the last 35 years is that they've become more intense. The winds are faster, the rain falls harder, and the whole storm lasts longer. And that part appears to be temperature sensitive. Average ocean temperature in the tropics is up half a degree Celsius over the past 35 years. But the debate between liberals and conservatives over who's to blame for that half degree has distracted everybody from the fact that whatever is responsible for it, it's happening. It's causing increases in wind speed, and a small increase in wind speed causes a big increase in destruction. The formula, for the benefit of any coneheads who may be listening, is that the destructive force exerted rises as the cube. So raising the wind speed from 130 to 140 miles an hour can result in a 22% increase in damage. Which brings us to the story of Hurricane Brett, which you've never heard of, even though it too was a Category 4 monster, and even though it too slammed into the Gulf Coast, dumping 25 inches of rain. No one's heard of it because when it hit Texas in 1999, it landed in Kennedy County, population 414. Gulf Coast cities have always been in a shooting gallery, but now it's a shooting gallery where rising sea temperatures are increasing the caliber of the bullets, and developers have increased the number of targets. Nature's global warming meets mankind's global swarming. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.